or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show this Monday, February 2nd, 2026 edition. Officer Rick, Missy is my number one favorite guest on your show every week, even when we have technical difficulties. Let's see, got a text message. This Janet and Paul over in Millersburg. I'm down 50 pounds since October 20th. I love this program. No more arthritis pain, completely almost off of my insulin, doing great. So you're saying your blood sugar is down that much that your doctor's telling you that you can come off of your insulin? That's amazing. Congratulations. And is this Janet or is this Paul? Because I have you guys listed, husband and wife stored in my phone there in Millersburg. Because I got to tell you, diabetes, insulin injections, whatever, sucks. Flat out sucks. And if you're doing it, stop doing it. And the way you can do it is get a hold of Missy, just give him a call, schedule a free conversation. Just have a conversation with her. Tell her about your diabetes. Tell her about insulin, type 2, whatever it is that you're experiencing. And let her explain to you how the body will naturally heal itself. Get your blood sugar under control and get you to the point where you can stop taking insulin. That is fantastic. So I appreciate the text message. And again, the phone number is Battle Creek, Michigan. So the area code is 269-964-4044. 269-964-4044. You want me to text you that phone number as well as the link that she's put on the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, just text me Missy. And I'll text you the clickable, dialable link to call the office and also a link to the website. When I first met Missy, Vicky and I drove down to her office April 23rd, 2023. That picture on the website is me standing in her office. That gray, washed out black radio station t-shirt I'm wearing was a triple X. That was a 3X t-shirt. It was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. Completely faded out the black. Well, 4 months, 4 days later, the new brand new t-shirt, the black one in the picture, was a large. From 297 to 217. It's right there on the website, before and after. You can see it. You can see the screenshots. And I've kept it off for over 2 years now. This past August of 2025, it's been 2 years. And we're already through the holidays, already into February of 2026. So thank you, Janet and Paul. Again, is this Janet or Paul? And explain, also answer how much your blood sugar is down. Let me know. Greatly appreciate it. One of the things that I think we're looking at here, okay, got it. All right, very cool. These stories coming out of Lansing, with all the stuff going on, very, very interesting, because what we're looking at here, folks, is basically these petition drives. A lot of people helped get signatures for Ask My Tax. Well, I talked to Carla over the weekend. She's almost petered out on getting sheets back from everybody. If you haven't mailed in your sheets yet, stop collecting signatures. Stop doing it and just mail them in. She's getting very close to saying, okay, here is the 180-day calendar. This is the time frame that we are going to lock in and count only signatures from these dates and see if she made enough signatures to get on the ballot. Well, the other aspect of things happening is petition drives as well as candidates collecting signatures to get on the ballot, which that deadline is April the 21st. Well, as of January 30th, last Friday, only three congressional candidates have submitted signatures to qualify to be on Michigan's 2026 primary election. A slowdown that one election compliance professional said is not unusual this far out from the filing deadline. Megan Reckling, the CEO, co-founder of Victory Fields Operation, a firm that specializes in petition management and signature verification, said campaigns often delay filing signatures intentionally. Submitting them early, she said, gives opponents more time to scrutinize the petition signatures for technical errors or grounds for formal challenges. Campaigns frequently collect signatures months in advance and hold them until the April 21st filing deadline. Since the formal review and challenge process does not begin until after the signatures are submitted. However, she goes on to say that there's no advantage to filing signatures early, adding that many campaigns prefer to limit the window during which their signatures can even be examined or reviewed. Rocky Raskowski, a Michigan-based political consultant who has worked on both candidate and ballot initiative petitions, also said the lack of early filing does not necessarily indicate that the campaigns are behind on getting the required number of signatures. He argued that some campaigns also hold on to their signatures so that they can continue communicating with the people who signed them, using the process to build a supporter database rather than treating this as a simple one-time transaction. Raskowski went on to say that the slow pace of candidate filings may also reflect a strategy. Organizers say that ballot initiatives face a different set of challenges, particularly when it comes to the scale and the cost. Unlike candidates, initiative campaigns must gather hundreds of thousands of valid signatures within a 180-day window, a requirement tied to voter turnout in the previous gubernatorial election. That threshold has risen in recent cycles, making all volunteer efforts nearly impossible to reach their goal. Well, Reckling says the process itself has not necessarily become harder, but it has become more expensive. For successful ballot initiatives, she said, which now relies totally on paid circulators to meet signature requirements, while minimizing errors that could actually invalidate the petitions. Lee Albright of the National Petitions Management Company echoed that sentiment. sentiment stating that basically the longer the wait, the more expensive it becomes. While the cost can be per signature, hourly, or dependent on other factors, he said the price per signature right now is ranging anywhere from $10 to $12. He also referred to the high costs that they experienced during the China virus pandemic. Back then, the price reached as much as $20 per signature. Albright attributed that rise in the cost to being a desperate time when there was a shortage of workers. Many of these professional paid circulators left the state of Michigan. Many of them went to warmer climates or states that were not enforcing social distancing. Remember, here in Michigan, not only did we have to wear masks, but you had to stay 6 feet away from people. Well, how the heck are you going to get them to sign a petition sheet when you're 6 feet away? Well, in today's petition drives, they're facing fragmented media, also higher signature requirements, and anything that breaks the news cycle in any way. Carla Wagner, who helped organize a volunteer-led elimination of property tax effort, said that large signature thresholds, as well as organized opposition, can make volunteer-only campaigns difficult. She said signature collection often requires extensive voter education, particularly when opponents actively campaign against your initiative, even circulating conflicting information. That dynamic, she said, can slow the process even when the public interest appears to be so strong. Wagner noted that first you have to educate your circulators, which is a very large challenge. Volunteers must be prepared to answer detailed questions from the voters before they're even willing to sign them. Roskowski noted that signature gathering is often slowed by practical factors that have little to do with voter willingness. Right now, we're dealing with the weather. Also, we're dealing with timelines and certain dates that have to be followed. I'm sure once the weather breaks, signature gathering will increase. Again, the deadline, folks, is April the 21st. Final segment of hour number two, short break. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Now, one thing I do want to mention about the governor's petition sheets. The petition sheets for governor candidates, you can only sign one time for one candidate. You cannot sign multiple candidates. Now, one thing that you have to understand is that this, if found or challenged, would eliminate your signature on both or all of the candidate petition sheets you've signed. You have to understand that this is something that the Secretary of State is going to have to actually do an audit, a review of the sheets in order to find that. But you have to understand that they probably will find them and doing so basically invalidate your signing. So, warning, if you've already signed a sheet for some of these petition sheets for governor candidates, you're done signing those. If somebody asked you to sign for somebody else, sorry, I already signed previously another candidate. Now, one of the things that this story goes on to say, as Michigan heads toward the 2026 election cycle, those involved in the signature gathering process says that one thing that remains constant, qualifying for the ballot has always been difficult. And the appearance of ease in the past cycles may have actually been more of an exception than the rule. Well, many candidates delay filing using a calculated strategy rather than troubling the collection of signatures efforts. For ballot initiatives with their rising increased thresholds, higher costs, and the crowded political landscape have narrowed the path to being able to qualify to get your ballot initiative even on the ballot. And this is, of course, what Carla Wagner is facing, going through the validation process of all the signatures they've gathered for the Axe My Tax effort. Well, now, she has absolutely diverted all of her attention to having her volunteers get signatures for her governor's race. And again, we have some here at the studio along with palm cards, and I know a couple of you have texted me before. What I would like you to do, if you've texted me before and you haven't received your sheets yet, simply text me Carla, K-A-R-L-A, Don't text me anything else. Just text me Carla. I'm not going to read your text messages. They'll be left in my unread file. When I get off the air today at noon, I'll know that I'll see your Carla text. I'll pull you up, and I'll see your name, your address, and how many sheets that you'd like me to send to you, and I'll get them in the mail today. I'm going to be going to the post office later this afternoon, and I'll be sure to get them in. So that's where we stand right now on both the Ask My Tax effort. The final few sheets are coming in. Carla is determining the 180-day window as to when she feels she's got the most signatures, which was the most productive, the early months or the later months here in December. Some people got signatures in December and have started mailing them in January. So she's still getting those mailed in. She said she'll be making a decision on that probably within the next week or so. So very, very interesting. One of the other things that we are looking at, and we're going to be talking about this in the next hour, is these stories in Michigan. There's one that is really, really going to be very expensive to people who live out in rural areas. Story caught my eye, and it's a very lengthy story. I'll mention it right now. We'll get into it in the next hour after we talk with Rick Randall, the author of the Road Trip Good Words book for success. He has a message for us on this Monday. Well, the third and final half hour of hour number three, Michigan is the last state without a septic system code. Question is, will that change in 2026? So, very interesting story. Again, we'll start that at 11:35, the last half hour of hour number three, because it is going to affect many, many, many of us who live in northern Michigan and do have a septic system. And again, evidently, according to this news story, we are the only state in the country that doesn't have some type of septic system code. So we'll get into that story and also a couple other short ones in the final half hour of today's show. If you have a question for Rick Randall, he's the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Send them to me at 231-360-5140. We'll get into that conversation with Rick Randall right after the top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
$4,747. $4,747. That's how much, on average, each Michigan family will save annually with Perry Johnson as our governor. $4,747. Perry is Michigan's renowned quality expert and mathematician. He helped save the Detroit auto industry by improving